Miller has partnered with Tipsy Scoop. You ever hear of Tipsy Scoop?
No.
No, yeah.
It's a maker of alcohol-infused ice cream. Yeah, that's what they do. They
yeah,
produce.
All right. Yeah.
Tipsy and Miller are collaborating to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the ice cream bar. I did not know the ice cream bar was 100 years old this year, but it is. And so they are creating what they call dive bar ice cream bars.
So it's not quite a Dove bar, huh?
No, it's not a Dove bar, not in the least. It says here that the product combines beer, peanut swirl, tobacco smoke flavor, caramel and dark chocolate dip, and it's designed to mimic a dive bar.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's what it's doing.
Lovely.
That just describes it right there. Yeah, that's and I put a link up on the Morning Team Show page because I know our listeners want this. Boy, talk about something we need to taste test.
No.
Well, they put enough stuff in there where it maybe can't taste too bad.
It says nothing quite tastes like the nothing quite has the taste, smell, and feel of a dive bar.
Yeah, right.
The immediate smell of history when you walk in, because the bar is undoubtedly old.
Smell of a lot of things when you walk in.
The peanuts on the bar top are free to eat. Your feet are sticking to the floor.
True.
And the dim, dark lighting, no matter what the time of day, it makes it feel like night. Yes. And the aroma of smoke that doubles as cologne for those in the bar.
Yeah.
Boy, that just described it right there.
The old days, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to celebrate again the 100th anniversary of the ice cream bar, Tipsy Scoop has partnered up with Miller High Life to create the dive bar ice cream bar.
Champagne of beers
is a dive bar.
All right.
Available at your local bar.
Well,
I don't know where else they'd sell that.
Yeah, really, belly up to the bar for a dive bar.
Dive bar.
There are other odors and flavors in that dive bar. I wish they wouldn't put in that.
You can get a six-pack, of course, of individually wrapped ice cream dive bars, carefully packaged in a limited edition ice cream dive bar box. The dive bars do contain up to 5% alcohol by volume. So you do have to be 21 years of old or age of old to participate. But you can get them. I think they're going for $36 a six pack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that, $6 a bar?
Yeah.
Six of them. Whew.
I hope they deliver them in a plain brown wrapper.
Just give me the beer. Although I haven't priced beer lately. I don't know what's if you go into a bar and order a... What's the price of a beer in a bar these days?
How much per bar?
If it's a six pack for $36, you get six.
We're right around there, I guess. Okay. Yeah,
cheaper than
prices
a ballpark.
Prices have been going up.
Yeah, well, cheaper than a ballpark for sure.
For
sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there was always inflation there. The ballpark.
No, I went to the Tigers game the other day. I was thinking that again. I always do when I see the price of concessions. You know, bad enough for the. Hot dog and lemonade I had, but man, people are, and not just again buying the regular beer. I mean, now they have the mixed drinks and everything else.
Yeah, it's expensive. However, I think one of the reasons they make it expensive is so that way you won't drink all day long. Imagine if it's like 50 cents.
How many people has that stopped in the ballpark?
I'm going to say some. It doesn't stop all, obviously, but I'm going to say it stops none. And that's not discounting those who, of course, have a few before they get to the ballpark. I mean,
true.
So can't stop that.
This was a 1 o'clock pitch, so I'm hoping that the liquid lunches weren't as prominent.
Yeah, maybe as they are for the evening games.
I saw one of the... couple of guys, they were holding, it looked like a plastic baseball bat. I'd never seen these. It was a glass.
Yeah.
Have you seen those before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd never seen those before. Yeah, it was the tall bat. It's like, you know, the 32-inch bat.
Yeah.
And it was filled up.
With all kinds of alcohol.
What did that cost you?
Yeah.
I don't think they're spinning those on the lathe, that Louisville slugger, I can tell you that.
Let me tell you, if you want to see just pure... Well, we'll say fun. I don't know. But it's go to Wrigleyville. And that is a college football atmosphere.
Really?
Where I don't care if it's a day game. I don't care if it's a night game. If it's game day, you get there in the morning. It is a party. And you have people tailgating everywhere. all at everybody at the bars, and then allows them going to the game. So I've got to believe. Well, in order to watch a lot of Cubs baseball, I understand you have to be drunk, probably. But that is Wrigleyville is an experience. Wrigleyville really is, and it's a fun experience. I will say it's a fun experience. But it is. But yeah, you're gonna get a lot of. Well, imbibing.
As far as Cubs history goes, wasn't Harry Carey accused of perpetually being drunk?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Well, anyway.
So, okay, so this ice cream. Are you going to try it?
I don't know. $36? No.
Well, Art can buy it for us.
Well, good point.
Yeah.
Art, that's pocket.
No, I don't think so.
You must have $36 in your pockets right now.
If I buy it, I will anonymously leave it in the break room.
Okay. Well, leave it in the freezer. Leave it in the freezer, at least.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't leave it.
It won't freeze. It won't freeze.
Don't leave it out on the table. We got a link up in case you want to investigate more. We have a picture, and we have a link up to Tipsy Scoop, and you can get your Miller High Life Tipsy Scoop dive bar ice cream bars.
I just can't get past the tobacco flavor part either. That's... Ugh.
Yeah. There better be a lot of more alcohol content to get rid of that tobacco flavor in there.